From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For Friday, October 20th, 2017, I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The town of Hunter is seeking community feedback on its proposed new comprehensive plan. The survey asked for residents' thoughts on the town's direction, strengths and weaknesses, values that should be maintained, issues to address, feelings about support, and other actions to take. Consultant Nan Solensberg said, and I quote, "We want the words from the people who live there. We want to use people's own words to describe what Hunter is all about," end quote. Charlie Knopp, a member of the Planning Board, Zoning Board of Appeals, and Comprehensive Plan Committee, said he hasn't seen the towns cooperate like this in a long time. Knopp said, "From all of the meetings, economically speaking, everyone in the town is looking for similar things, giving the town a focus." Solensberg said the information gathered through the survey will be organized into a draft document, which will be presented at a future public meeting. The survey is available online at townofhuntergov.com, at Town Hall, or by calling 518-589-6151, extension 311, to receive a copy through the mail. The deadline for completing the survey is November 17th. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Times Union is reporting that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced on Wednesday, October the 18th, the state will receive $19 million in federal funds to boost efforts to help those struggling with substance abuse. His office says the money will help expand and enhance addiction treatment with a special focus on medication-assisted treatment options and programs that help pregnant women and new mothers dealing with substance abuse. Cuomo said the state must do all it can to ensure those who need help have access to comprehensive treatment. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County Sheriff James Bartlett has announced the sheriff's office will conduct 3 active shooter training sessions in the coming weeks. According to a statement released by the sheriff's office, these sessions are being offered in response to the October 1st Las Vegas mass shooting, allowing the public to prepare and respond in the event of an active shooter situation. The training instructors will be county sheriff's officers. There is no information provided on the actual content of the training. Bartlett is hoping to be reelected to his second term as county sheriff in November. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The NOAA.gov website is reporting that their Climate Prediction Center forecasters are anticipating a wet winter this year. According to the center's U.S. Winter Outlook released on Thursday, October the 19th, La Nina could emerge for the second year in a row as the biggest weather wild card of the season. La Nina is the counterpart of El Nino and is associated with cooler than average sea surface temperatures in the central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean. Mike Halpert, deputy director of NOAA's Climate Prediction Center, said typical La Nina patterns during winter include above average precipitation and colder than average temperatures in the northern U.S. However, the outlook predicts wetter than average conditions across most of the northern U.S. and warmer than normal temperatures across the southern two-thirds of the U.S. and along the East Coast. You can read that full story at NOAA.gov. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a special weather statement warning of elevated fire weather potential for Friday, October the 20th, throughout the region. Dry conditions continue across eastern New York, resulting from the lack of precipitation. Winds are expected to gust up to 25 miles an hour throughout the day. These winds will combine with warmer than normal temperatures in the 60s, along with a dry air mass to create an elevated fire condition. Today is day 17 of the WGXE 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXE Hands-On Radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate and make your commitment to programming curated by humans, not algorithms, that is responsive to your needs and interest. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia County. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 68 degrees. For Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 39. Now the forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 72 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 41. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 52. Sunrise today was at 7:14 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:04 p.m. And that will give us 10 hours and 50 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 20th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.